and Chad.
We never forgot about Brittany. We've not forgotten about Paul Whelan, who's been unjustly detained in Russia for years. This was not a choice of which American to bring home.
All right, Paul Whelan, former Marine, still there after almost 4 years. Brittany Griner coming home. All right, so five spot. We're going to put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. If you're the president of the United States, do you make the deal? A one-for-one deal? Or do you leave it on the table?
Yep. Let's do it. Let's see. Right. Alex in Phoenix, do you make the deal or not?
I'm negative. I the point you guys made earlier about, you know, we are now essentially responsible in some way for everything that happens with Boot out now. You know, I don't think we should have done it. I truly don't. Celebrity, veteran, I don't think we should have done that.
Interesting. Yeah. And just to, and thanks, Alex. What he just said was celebrity, veteran.
Yeah.
Both. He says no to. And you know what? That doesn't make him callous.
No. I think at a different time, if this was a time of peace, maybe you make a deal like that, if right. you can get them both out. But at a time of war, and a guy, this is an arms dealer. I mean, it's...
Yep, it's dangerous. Yeah. I still make the deal.
Yeah.
Personally, I've said it. I still make the deal. You say no.
Yeah.
So we're taking your calls.
All right. Beth and Chandler, do you make the deal?
Hell no, no way.
Why not?
It's an unfair negotiation. We're leaving way too much on the table.
If it was your daughter, you'd feel different.
Hell no. No way.
Come on. You would not feel different?
No.
Really?
Seriously. No.
You would say, leave her in jail.
You're throwing a maniac loose who's going to do way more damage than we can ever imagine.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, my friend asked me today, if it was you, I'd try to get you out. I said, if it was me for that guy, leave me in. Because if the thought process is he's going to kill a bunch of people or potentially do that in Ukraine or elsewhere, that's a tough thing to handle as well. It is. Robert and Gilbert, do you make that deal?
Not a chance on God's green earth. I would leave our arms dealer in jail for the rest of his life. He is not on the same par as Griner. You can't even compare him. You just can't compare him.
Yeah. Absolutely. Appreciate that. Understandable.
Three no's.
Yeah, three hell no's, by the way.
Very true.
Mike in Phoenix, do you make that deal, yes or no?
I'm a Marine. You don't leave another Marine on the battlefield. I would not have done it at all.
Yeah.
Hey, hell no.
Mike, let me ask you. You're a Marine, so you've got better insight than all of us. If you were in that jail, if you were Whelan, who's in the jail, would you say no if you knew who you were being traded for?
Well, I'll just put it on par with when McCain had the chance to get out of the POW camp ahead of other prisoners. He said no, hell no as well.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that. A warrior doesn't do that.
Absolutely. Wow. Appreciate that.
You're the man.
Last call, five spot. Jim, do you make the deal, yes or no?
Hell no.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, why? Why not?
I'm going to tell you why. Two parts. You did the crime. You did the time. Me, also as a Marine, been to 32 different countries. We went to those countries. We were advised. We knew what not to do and what could potentially happen. If you're a role model and or a star, you should hold yourself at a higher level and just know that. So you stay there, you suck it up. You put an extension on your bed, eat crappy food, and do your time.
Mm. Right on, my man. Appreciate that. And you know what? Even today, if you saw the Biden press conference, he said, I want to remind everybody to go to the State Department's website. And when you're traveling, look at the rules and the things that are there to have an understanding of what may happen and the laws that they have.
Yes.
Because we think, well, you're an American, you'll be bailed out immediately.
Five no's.
Hell no's.
Five no's on would you do the deal on five spot, where we put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. Wow. I thought it'd be a little bit more split. I think people have done their homework and they know who Victor Boot is. And
absolutely.
We've heard about the Merchant of Death and we heard that this is the guy they were probably going to trade for Brittany Griner. But I say that's the second phone call. Okay, five of you said no, but if it was your daughter, you'd be fine with it.
She said?
I don't believe her. Sorry, but I don't believe her.
No,
I think most of us would say, absolutely, I don't care who you have to put out there. Give me my kid back. So I think that does change things. So Brittany Griner's family, thrilled. But most of us, it's bittersweet. We still got one of our guys over there who served the country, our country. And, you know, it's good that we got an American back. But we sure gave up a bad dude.